being happy. Ho ho! On being happy. Everyone would love to be happy. Everyone would love to have a happy life, filled with happy, joyful things, filled with a wonder and magic of all good. How do you do it? Is there a way that we can specifically, definitely program being happy? Is there a way that we can have happiness be in our life in a definite, wonderful way? Well, yes, there is. In Discover Magazine, January-February 2015, they had an article on when events exceed our expectations, we become happy. And they did a smartphone testing on it, and they had 18,000 people checking it through, and they confirmed that predicted aspect of the logarithm. They found out that when you had your expectation on being happy and you exceeded that expectation, then you were happy. When your expectation on being happy was less, did not exceed, did not arrive to the level of what you expected, then you were unhappy. So you were unhappy when your happiness did not arrive at the level that you expected it to be happy. Researchers did a lot of activity on this because they wanted to see what they could do. And they could find that they could work with people with diagnosed mental disorders, such as depression, by comparing people's happiness levels to what the logarithm predicts. Now, this is something that anybody can do, and 18,000 people joined in the test on the smartphone program. And when the scientists did this, they thought, no, surely it would not bring about results that they expected. Surely it would not bring about the type of response that they wanted. Because they wanted to work with people's mental disorders and their depressions, and they wanted to see how happiness affected this. Because people with depression and mental disorders are usually low on the happiness scale, low on the happiness level of activity. And how can you delight people into this thing? Well, the happiness was forced, and that's true. But it was forced in a perfectly logical, reasonable way. They were given all sorts of little tests to do, and they were supposed to rate themselves before the test, what would make them happy? In taking that test, what would they like to achieve? And then they told themselves that they'd like to achieve a certain level of accomplishment. And when they achieved that level of accomplishment, or better, then they felt happy. They felt their anxiety, their depressions, their tensions would fade away. And they felt this happiness was truly theirs. And something really wonderful. Now, are you ready for taking charge of being happy? Are you ready for taking charge of having things happen in your life that you'd like to happen? Well, these scientists, these researchers, have said that sometimes our expectations are so high that they are not accomplished. And when they're not accomplished, we feel not happy about it. But when we can set our expectations at a level that we can accomplish, or even that we can exceed, then happiness is the result of that endeavor. Now, do you want to do that? You can do that in many wonderful ways. You say you're going to play a game and you're going to win, or you say you're going to play a game and you're going to tie it. You say you're going to play a game, and you say you're just going to have fun in that game, and you're going to find the game illuminating and joyful. And as you set the pattern, the testing program for it, and determine that you're going to have a happy, wonderful time doing it, then it's quite likely you'll have that happy, wonderful time doing it. It's quite likely you'll be successful. It's quite likely you'll rise even further than you expected. Now, Scientists are working on many techniques for expanding the level of people's awareness of happiness, of people's awareness of how to be happy, how to be rewardingly happy, how to feel good about themselves. And as they are doing this, they're finding out that when we are doing things for others, we are having a much higher happiness level than when we're doing things for ourselves. When we are doing things for our children, we are having a higher happiness level than when we are doing things just for ourselves or just for somebody else. But for our own family, oh my goodness gracious, our happiness level rises and soars and comes into beautiful things, and the depression is gone. Disorders, mental disorders are gone. And that's what happens to people. That's what happens to everyone who decides that they're going to be the director of the happiness quotient, the happiness quotient within themselves. And they're going to live their lives so bountifully, so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastic that everything they do is a magical thing. Everything they do is a rewarding thing. Everything they do sets the course for being balanced and happy, for being leaving distress, disorder, unhappiness behind. And true happiness bountifully leaps forth as we are setting goals for ourselves that we can accomplish, setting goals that are just under what we can accomplish, and we accomplish it wonderfully. We do this because we know what we're doing. We do this knowingly and happily, and we're having a happy time doing it. It's something that we become happy. The expectation indicates when events exceed our expectation. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is for you and for me. Our expectations are high because we know that everything will work out beautifully and we're happy about it. But when we expect that it's not going to work out, when we are unhappy about things in life, when things bog us down and belittle us or others around us, we have this depressed attitude of mental depression, and we are having a mental disorder, and we are not happy with ourselves. But it's just so easy to be happy by just changing our direction for our course in life, changing our direction for what we expect of ourselves, changing our direction for what we expect of others, and just lovingly do it. Teach a child how to play a game, and you don't have to win the game. You're playing the game to teach the child how to win, how to play the game well. And as you teach the child how to play the game well, the child wins. And he feels wonderful about it, and you feel good about it too. Now, you know, if you had used your long-standing skill in playing the game, you could easily beat anybody. But you chose to teach. You chose to share. And you teach by giving enthusiasm to the members of that game, to the participants of the game. Because when somebody likes playing the game, their enthusiasm is high and they're having a joyful time and they're happy about it. Happiness is something we can bring forth in our lives. Happiness is something we can demonstrate in our world. Happiness is something we can manufacture. And it's not a bad thing to manufacture, I assure you. It's a wonderful thing to manufacture because happiness is something beneficial to you, to me, to all in our world. Whenever we expand our expectations, we become happy. Whenever we exceed our expectations, we become happy. The smartphone test to 18,000 people confirmed this predicted expectation. So remember, whenever and events exceed our expectations, we become happy. So play the game to win, but realize that when you're sharing the game with someone who's learning it, you don't have to win. And the winning comes in seeing them falling in love with the game, having enthusiasm for the game, and that to you brings happiness and joy into your life. Today, recognize that you do bring happiness into your world by your choice, by your attitude, by your beingness. Discover it for yourself. And when you do, you will leave behind all that is not happy. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.